This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
There's really two things that I think about, which is one of the reasons I talk a lot about things like clouds and dirt or macro, micro, or not being half pregnant or in the middle is I genuinely believe that when I analyze things that have worked for me, for the businesses I admire, for other people that have created success, I think that you need to play in the edges. What I mean by that is upper funnel, lower funnel. What I mean by that is brand and sales. What I mean by that is scalable activities and then non-scalable activities. For me, one of the more interesting things I did today was on the drive here for about 40 minutes, I was just replying to a bunch of different texts that I've got from a text platform that I've created. One by one, every smart business friend I have would consider it a waste of time, not a good use of my time. And for me, those 39 to 44 people that actually got a detailed answer, it created depth in the relationship that I have with them. I genuinely believe that people struggle with scaling non-scalable behavior. I believe that anybody here who has more than 10 employees does not spend enough time in one-on-one meetings with those employees or having a sense of what they want, not what we want out of those employees. And so I've been spending a lot of time thinking about activities that actually lead to what somebody wants. When I think about somebody buying a ticket to an event like this and spending all day, it means that they're looking for information, they're looking for a hack or an insight or a framework that helps them succeed. And for me, the reality is, as my profile continues to grow, somebody asked me earlier today a question that led me to answering, most people don't act on what I'm talking about. You know, so much of what I'm talking about is very based in patience. It's very based in grinding work ethic work. I'm so not interested in anything short term, you know, and I feel like everyone is attracted to the next big platform or blockchain and cryptocurrency or cannabis or a quick trade or investment. Let it be very clear, Sydney, that the way I think about the world sits in decades, not in months. Almost half the questions I got on text and DM in the last month were framed in a version of, hey Gary V, how can I make a lot of money quickly? And there may not be a single person on earth that is worse at answering that question than me. My ability or interest in creating quick money is almost non-existent. And I'm fascinated by how few people win in quick moves, yet the majority of people are looking for it. There is no system, there is no passive income framework, there is no sure bet, there is no guaranteed return. There is lunch pail and hard hat, day in and day out, grinding and trying to bring value to the people that you're trying to sell something to. And it's in perpetuity. And so we are so fortunate to be living during this time where the internet on your phone has created such substantial scale for all of us. None of our grandparents had the luxury of being able to build something significant that they could live off of on the power of something that was in their pocket. And yet, everybody is looking for the why nots instead of the whys, meaning I'm fascinated by the ability right now of humans to demonize technology. Kids should be off iPads more. Social media leads to anxiety and negativity. We are demonizing these technologies because what these technologies are doing right now is they're exposing us, they're not changing us. Instagram and Facebook and Twitter don't force you to be a dick face on their platforms. We're doing that. And so we live in this time where there's so much opportunity. And let me tell you how this opportunity works out. In its most simple, every single person in this room, whether they're trying to build a personal brand and speak and write books, or they're trying to sell their new bikini brand direct to consumer, or their cereal, or real estate, or financial advice, or running for mayor or president, whatever you're doing in this room, from that corner to that corner, unless you have the attention of people, and unless you articulate what you want to happen in a form that makes them want to act on it, you are completely irrelevant. The reason I pump out so much content in written, audio, and video form every single day across 10 different platforms, including podcast, email, and my text messaging platform, is because the cost of entry to be successful in society is predicated on communicating at scale. If you do not understand that part, if you do not understand that there's an enormous need to make compelling content, to excite somebody to consider to do whatever you're up to, unless you understand that framework, you are outrageously vulnerable. Just because you think your videos are funny or good doesn't mean they do. Just because you think you make the best chocolate shake, if nobody knows about it, it's not gonna matter. So, please understand what the internet is actually doing. What the internet is actually doing at scale is it's shrinking the value of everything besides communication. If you're not building brand or awareness, you're becoming irrelevant. What's fascinating to me about that is so many people have those ambitions, but they're not creating the actions that lead to it. I was on the radio this morning when I first got here, and somebody called and said, I'm trying to build my whole business on Instagram and photography, and I asked him, how many times a day are you posting? He said, once. And I said to myself, you're trying to build your entire life based on Instagram, and you genuinely believe posting one time a day is going to be the gateway to that? I was looking at a lot of people that were leaving comments or tagging this event all day. And I went on their Instagram accounts. About 40 people, I would say, during the day. Of those 40 people, only 2 people actually replied to people's comments on Instagram. The amount of people here that want to grow on that platform, yet the small community that they have that actually reply to their content, they don't have time to reply and say thank you or continue the conversation, fascinates the shit out of me. We are in the most selfish framework society that I've ever seen. Every single person is so focused on what they want from other people, yet they deploy no value in return to the other person for what they want. The gateway to everything you're trying to get out of this conference is empathy and being selfless. Yet that is the least attractive thing to most people. People are so worried about how they're gonna get to an expensive watch or private plane or fancy vacation that they're confused of how you actually get there. And so I am unbelievably passionate in starting to continue the process that I've been on over the last 15 years, which is to put pressure on this room to understand, unless you're bringing value, you will become irrelevant, because what the internet also does is it allows every one of us to play. The reason so many people ask me what the next big platform is because they're far more interested in playing a game of being first versus playing a game of being best. Right now there are 7 platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and on, that are at enormous scale. That if you were good at it, you would get enormous value. You would get unlimited customers, you would get unlimited opportunities, yet day in and day out, people continue to not want to be what they need to be, which is, let me remind everybody very simply, if you are not remarkable at creating content that is post-produced to understand the context of the platform that you're posting on, and more importantly, the psychology of people when they're on it, you will lose. Meaning, you can't post the same picture on Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn and think you're gonna get the same result. People are in a different mindset. Also, those platforms work differently. They have different ways to format pictures, different lengths of creative. This is one masterful game of communication. The reason we know the people that we know in history, whether Muhammad Ali or Gandhi, is because they were great communications hackers above and beyond what they were actually doing for a living. Everybody here now has the luxury of having the internet be the platform that they can communicate on. Yet, we have bum-rushed into a game of hacking or looking for shortcuts or the thing that will break through versus becoming craftsmen and craftswomen on these platforms. It has become very clear to me, especially recently, that a game of best at communication is the reason that I get the honor of standing here tonight. That I put in ungodly amounts of hours understanding these platforms and people's behaviors on them. That I lack the fear of having a post. You know, where I was about to go with that sentence, I just cut myself off because one of the things that I'm most excited about in the last decade in social media is actually being tested here in Australia, which is Instagram eliminating likes on posts. To me, this is one of the great moves in a long time in the industry because so many people have become so deeply insecure that all they really do with their content is post things that they know will get the most likes. The amount of muscle dudes who want to talk about other things that DM me and say, I want to talk about these other things, but when I post photos without my shirt, I get the most likes, so I keep doing it. And the conversations of when I ask them, why do you do that? And they don't even know. They're caught in the machine of getting more likes than talking about the thing they actually give a shit about. We are living in unprecedented times. Every person in this conference, including myself, is grossly underestimating the internet. This is the singular invention of the human race. It is the most important thing that has happened to humans since the printing press. It has completely changed the global political landscape. It has completely changed the leverage of human beings' ability. There is literally nothing stopping every person in this room from getting whatever they want because there is no man in the middle. The platforms have all the leverage and the consumer in the end is the actual punchline. So, here are the things that I'm most passionate about. A, if you are capable of starting a podcast around the thing you do, I highly recommend you use this talk to inspire you to do so, and let me explain why. I believe that podcasts have almost like a triple hack to them. Number one, podcasts are being consumed at a remarkable rate. How many people in this audience, please raise your hands, listen to podcasts on a weekly basis? Raise your hands. Actually, stand up. I want everybody to see this. Please stand up if you listen to podcasts. And I want everybody to look around. We're talking about 90% of this audience, 80% of this audience. Thank you, please sit. If you can start a podcast, even if you have 1,000 people listening, you don't have to be a top 100 podcast in the world. You need to have the people that you're trying to actually reach. If you have a podcast, what also happens out of a podcast is incredibly important. If you're thoughtful enough when you do your podcast to also film it, what ends up happening is now you have video content for YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn. If you also are disciplined enough to then transcribe the interview you have with somebody, you now have written content for those platforms. If you're extremely thoughtful, you invite guests who you actually want to do business with. When you're cold calling to do business, they ignore you. When you invite somebody to be a guest on your podcast, they're flattered. I highly recommend, if you've been debating it, to use this evening as the push to start that podcast. Number two, regardless of what you do, you started a shampoo brand for 15-year-olds, you have to start looking at LinkedIn. LinkedIn, over the last year and a half, and I believe for at least another year or two based on the way I'm looking at it, is acting more like Facebook 2011 than any platform I've seen prior. It's been very fascinating to watch LinkedIn be a place where you don't have to just do business content. Yes, the psychology of people under is a little more business oriented, but if you are in the B2B business, how many people here consider themselves in the B2B business? Raise your hand. If you're, one more time, a little higher if you don't mind. I mean, if you are not posting 4, 5, 6 times a day, and when I say posting, this goes back to the way I framed up this conversation. You have to make content that brings value to them, isn't a sales pitch for you. Most of the content that I see on every platform is so self-serving, nobody gives a shit. Nobody wants to be sold to. There's too many other options. This isn't late night television or infomercials where there was only 36 channels. This is the internet. It's unlimited content, and there's a lot of good shit out there. So if you're not putting out good shit, you're finished. You're not gonna will your way to victory. LinkedIn, for everybody who just raised their hand on B2B, is going to go away in its organic reach, just like Facebook and Instagram do. You have to strike now. Please have a very significant LinkedIn strategy. Please start finding a way to produce more content. If you don't know how, if you don't know what to say, create a Q&A framework. Email blast your consumers and ask them what questions they have and then turn that into content. Figure it out, have guests, figure it out. You have to challenge. So to me, podcasts and LinkedIn are remarkably out of control. How many people sell a product on the internet through Shopify or things of that nature? Sell something, raise your hands. For this group, I want to talk about influencer marketing. I believe that influencer marketing is at a maturity level that a lot of people think that it's now over, or it's too expensive, or they missed it. My belief is that we're 5 seconds into influencer marketing, that influencer marketing is here in perpetuity because word of mouth is, that influencer marketing is unbelievably underpriced if you're sophisticated on your end and understand how to not overpay, and that if you sell any product, that you must absolutely get serious about influencer marketing because over every other option in communication, when done right at scale, it returns the biggest ROI. The problem is most people are chasing the whales of people that have millions of followers, and many of those people are now overpriced because the follow count is the metric that they're selling against. Meanwhile, with my sneakers and my wine products, many people that have 3,000 or 5,000 or 8,000 people tend to be driving my biggest results because they have deep engaged audience and enormous trust in that audience. And so if you're on the consumer side, I highly recommend that you go down that path. The luxury of being 43 years old and operating businesses every day of my life for over 20 years is the following. I operated prior to the internet being at scale and mobile phones being at scale. What that means is when I did direct mail and newspapers and television and billboards to build my dad's liquor store, everything cost a lot of money. It was very expensive, and if you were at zero, you had no fucking shot. We sit here tonight with the internet at scale. That if you're here and you have not started any of this and you've got nothing going on, that tomorrow at the cost of zero, only your sweat equity, you can start the process of building something meaningful. The excuses that fly at scale to why we haven't or why you haven't or why it hasn't happened is very difficult for somebody like me to swallow in a world where I didn't have these options. If I had fucking eBay and Instagram when I was 15, I would have been a trillionaire by 19. We are sitting in the easiest time to be a successful entrepreneur. In not so many words, if you're not successful right now, you suck. And what I mean by that is, we have a frothy global economy. Things are good at scale. We have internet at scale. Cost zero. If you are not successful right now, you're in a bad spot, because the playing field is easier than it's ever been in the history of the human race. That's not a dig. I'm not interested in razzing. I'm not trying to be Debbie fucking Downer. I'm trying to create a very logical conversation that if you're not, you need to recognize that 80% likely you're trying to make it happen too fast, because deep down you're so insecure that you need financial success to cover up your pain. Or B, you just might not be good at it. And what you should do is what a lot of my friends did, which they became employee number 13 and 19 and 25 at Facebook and Uber. And I promise you, employee number 54 at Facebook made more money than every person in this room, including me, right now. Self-awareness is the most important conversation in our society. The rise of entrepreneurship and the coolness has forced so many people into thinking they need to be one. Entrepreneurship is a skill no different than playing a professional sport or being a professional performer. I implore you to use tonight as an opportunity to start finally being honest with yourself and asking yourself a series of questions around what you're good at and what you like. When somebody is lucky enough to be great at what they like, they achieve ridiculous levels of success. Most people are not fortunate enough to have those serendipities, because they limit themselves from trying things, or they deploy delusion around their ideology of what they wish they were, instead of looking at themselves and figuring out what they actually are. I cannot be more clear in my statement of how easy it is to be successful on the internet today. It's just the truth. I mean, when I just think about the ability to sell stuff on the internet and the infrastructure cost being so low, I just am passionate to make sure everybody understands what's happening in the macro, which is very simply, nothing makes me laugh more than when people get mad at the algorithms for a platform that is fucking free. People are like, Zucks is trying to fuck me. Zucks charged $0 for your account. We are doing an awful job in the macro of understanding the opportunity in front of us, and more importantly, when we have something that works, squeezing the shit out of it and getting the most value out of it. So many people get upset with platforms because they did get there early enough and it was easy, and when it tightens up, because ad spend comes in and starts filling the feed, they get sad that they don't get the free impressions anymore. We have to heed the moments. When I come up here and I articulate in this mood, not the mood that some of you normally see me in, around the opportunity in LinkedIn, the opportunity in podcasts, the opportunity in influencer marketing, many of you, and I've watched you, shake your heads. You understand those truths. You dap each other if you've been doing it a little bit. But the reality is, are you going 120 on it? Do you understand that the target moves? Do you understand that if I come back here in 18 months? I mean, look, my last book I wrote, Crushing It, which only came out 18 months ago, I didn't even mention LinkedIn in the book. It wasn't even in the book. Because that's how fast all of the attention changes. Musical.ly's crushing it 3 years ago with 13-year-olds, then it dies because of the acquisition, then it reforms itself and comes back as TikTok, and now it really matters. Like, the speed in which this all is evolving is enormous, which means the capabilities you need to have are enormous. But this starts with self-awareness and auditing your skill set. If you look at my career from 1996 to today, I have been on top of and a contemporary and a great executor of almost every shift except one. I am silent from 2002 to 2006 because that was the era when blogs exploded and I can't write for shit. There is nobody who has 5 New York Times best-selling books that writes worse than me on earth. The reason I couldn't take advantage of blogs was I couldn't write. I was self-aware enough that I couldn't. I didn't have the money or infrastructure to hire a writer to do it. And so I had to take that L and miss that era with enormous frustration. We do not have that issue anymore because with internet at scale, written word, audio, and video, and the ability to go live with your audience are all here. You have the ability to reverse engineer your passions and strengths and deploy them. The problem is the framework that most people have is fast and me. It's fast and what do I get? And it is obvious to me as I stand here tonight that the unlock for the 90% in this room is slow and them. Slow and them. And that's how I see the world.